It's hot off the wire with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Freeda.
Yes, sir. Chris Brown is being sued. He's being sued by Frank Ocean's cousin. You know, it all has to do with that situation that happened in January when they had that little altercation at a recording studio. Well, Ocean's cousin claims one of Breezy's employees beat him up. He says the guy kicked him over a dozen times as he lay on the ground, and he suffered mental and physical nervous pain, suffering may have some permanent disability. Media takeouts saying that Khloe Kardashian is done with Lamar's cheating ways and probably bad breath, because you remember that episode where he had that real bad breath.
Yeah.
Anyway, they say she's filed for divorce, and I believe this because we've heard of at least two women that he's cheated with. They say she went to the hotel and beat the girl up.
She caught.
Those are the two she caught. So, I mean, I believe it. Hey, you got $1 million, Russ?
No.
Well, if you did, you could buy Waka Flocka, basically, because Gucci tweeted that he's putting Waka Flocka's contract on the market for $1 million. He says anybody willing to take him up on that offer is going to take over the rights to Waka's next three albums as well.
Like a gold chain.
As Gucci's, Gucci's percentage of Waka's publishing and touring money. And you know what? Waka's always touring.
Yeah.
How much percentage of that does Gucci get?
Wow. Probably not as much.
Depends on how daily time.
I'm just like, why is Waka always out there touring if somebody else is getting a lot of money?
If Waka makes $10,000, he's going to tell Gucci he made $2,500.
Oh, that's true.
But Gucci going to know, isn't he, if he's like his...
Not really.
Okay. B.O.B. firing back at Kendrick Lamar's control verse. We played a little bit of that for you yesterday. B.O.B.'s got his own track called How to Rap. Now, he starts the track off with a flow inspired by Kendrick Lamar's second verse on Swimming Pools. I can't even. So much of it is. He says, now open your mind up and listen. I'm the master. I'm the guru. And after I school you, I'm skinning you. But what really, I mean, he says, ain't no rappers on my list. Come holler at me when you're done riding each other's. So it goes on and it goes on.
Well, what? This is just brilliant marketing from Kendrick Lamar.
It is. Kendrick Lamar said that.
He's even got Phil Jackson, former Laker coach, commenting.
Yeah. He said it, but this is what rap used to be. You know, you battle in the studio. You battle on the track. You know, so that's what it is.
Gotcha.
Future and Ciara, right, Millie? Right, Mike? They might really do the damn thing. Future is talking marriage. You know how usually it's the girl, like, I'm thinking Future is ready to marry her.
Yeah,
now, if we can just get these baby mamas out the way,
we'd
be good to go. Anyway, he is also talking about the inspiration. Okay. He's also talking about the inspiration for Drake's hit Started From the Bottom. Now, he says when he's in the studio, he always tells the engineer, Started From the Bottom. Apparently, Drake was sitting in on one of Future's studio sessions. He did it then. So Drake kind of stole it, but he did send Future a bottle of Remy and thanked him for the inspiration. I'm like, as much money as you'd have made off that money, yes.
Well, he's starting somewhere, isn't he?
I mean,
he's starting from the bottle.
At the bottom. Yeah.
Yes, that's how you do
it. He started from the bottle. Now he's here.
I guess. Oprah's kind of backing up on saying, naming Switzerland the whole country when she spoke out about her encounter with that boutique clerk who wouldn't show her that $40,000 bag. She says it wasn't an indictment against Switzerland or even the store. And I don't feel like we took it that way. She was just saying where it happened. I didn't think she was saying Switzerland's bad, they're racist, blah, blah, blah. I didn't feel like that. Halle Berry's bringing up the reinforcements to bolster support for a crackdown on paparazzi targeting kids of celebrity. A lot of other celebrities are saying, listen, they're like 15 cars parked outside my house trying to take pictures of my kids because there's bounties on their kids' heads for pictures, which is really jacked up. So she and Jennifer Garner are trying to get some laws made so that people can stop. They can actually sue. You can go to jail for trying to get pictures of their kids if you scare the kids.
Yeah.
Like how they did Suri. That one guy said, you're a brat. And she was like, you're a brat, Tom Cruise's daughter.
Right.
Yeah, you come on. Leave the babies alone.
Yeah.
I'm Al Freeda. That's Hot Off the Wire. You want more stuff? Go to the RestPartMorningShow.com.